Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Kraut. I'm with Idea Dudes, and in this show, we're going to discuss configuring IP routing. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I've done consulting and teaching for the government, the United States Air Force, Navy, Marines, Army, and companies around the world. If you have any questions or information, you want to find out information about me, go to my GoGo profile. If you have any questions, please use the question comment box below. Let's get started. So when we're examining network routes, we have two types of utilities that we use. We use path ping, which path ping, what it does is provides more detailed, reliable analysis to network performance. So it's really just a regular ping packet, but it has additional information that is connected to it. So it can give us a percentage of time it takes, slowdown, whatever, and we can use this to diagnose what's going on with our network traffic. And then we have traceroute, and traceroute gives us a quick response. Now, we have traceroute will go up to actually 32 hops, but the maximum that we usually use is 16. So if you do traceroute, www.microsoft.com, you'll see that it starts to time out around 10 on the amount of hops, because what's happening is they either have it set up that we have ping shut off, because ping can also be a hacker tool or a way of doing a denial service attack, because we have the ping of death. And all the ping of death is a regular ping packet that has been transposed to make it so it's a weapon instead of using it for diagnosis utility that we use it in the first place. And these little different utilities, like, or these different attacks, the denial service attacks, like the ping of death, these are just made by people who just have too much time on their hands. So when we're dealing with routers, what they do is they communicate with other routers to let them know about the routes that they have, or which interfaces that they can connect to. So what we have is we have routing protocols, which what they do is they allow us to be able to configure our routers automatically. So it simplifies configuration, so we don't have to go into the router and do manual configuration. It's going to do it automatically. Automatically adjusts when the network conditions change. For example, when a router is not available, what it's going to do is it's going to automatically adjust it, saying, hey, this road is closed. Nobody will be able to get through it. And what will happen is the router then will recalculate the actual closest distance. Routing protocol announces a list of routes to which it is directly connected. That way, when we have a router from the outside, it comes in and it says, okay, do you guys have this road available for the cars to go through? Because we're having a traffic jam here. Well, what will happen is the routing protocol actually will communicate with the other router saying, hey, these are ones that we have available. Routers also listen for announcements from neighboring routers so they can learn how to reach specific network remote networks. So like it's just like a traffic controller calling up and saying, hey guys, this is where you can go so you can bypass this traffic jam that we do have. And RIP version 2 is a popular routing protocol that we have with the Windows 2008 software router that we do have. So when we're dealing with routing or remote or routing, we need to install the routing or remote access services. Now, this is done under the network policy server, which is the new designation for all of our different remote access type of infrastructure. So this is a server role that we put onto the actual Windows 2008 server. Now, you want to put this, don't put this on a domain controller, put this onto a member server. And so when you're putting this on, what you're doing is you're creating a software router. I know there's a lot of Cisco guys out there and they're like, why do I need a software router? Well, along with the NPS, the network policy server, and the routing remote access, we have a lot of different things that we can do. And this is also for a smaller business too, that doesn't have the deep pockets to go out and get a Cisco router. So when we go to selected server roles, it's going to be a network policies, policy and access services. That is the actual server role that we're going to put onto that member server. And this is just some additional information that if you don't know about the network policy and access servers, you can go in the overview. You have the NAP enforcement methods, which we'll be talking about NAP, network access protection. Also, we're looking at, they have information on network access protection and NPS, which is a network policy server. And then we have the network policy server overview. So you can take a look at those, and then you'll understand what we have for the network policy and access services. So in this instance, what we want is a routing and remote access server, and we're going to support remote access services and routing. Because what we can do with the routing remote access is we can actually implement something called a VPN, virtual private network, which we can support PPTP, L2TP, and SSTP. Well, IPsec. So those are the different ones that we can support on a VPN server. Then we can also implement the network access server as a NAT server, network address translation. We can also implement a dial-up service. So there's all different things that we can do to routing and remote access. So what we do is we implement the different services that's going to help with that. That's under the remote access service. So we're on, and that will install the actual server. So when we're talking about the different types of routing protocols, the one that we use most often is going to be RIP version 2. And RIP version 2 is a routing internet protocol. And Windows Server 2008 supports RIP version 2. And this is based on the RFC 2453. Now, if you want some reading material that will put you to sleep very quickly, go read an RFC. They're the most boringest thing in the world. They were created with the people with the pocket protectors. And go, No, not true. Because I do that too. No, just kidding. Okay, anyway, so you use distance vector routing algorithm. And the distance vector routing algorithm, what this does is this will calculate how far it is from one hop to the next. And that's what it uses, distance vector routing algorithm. And hop count as a routing metric. And hop count means how many routers does it have to get to or go through before that packet is going to be delivered to the other router. Maximum of 15 hops with RIP version 2. And multicast the entire routing table using 249.0.0.9, which that's your multicasting address. So what it does is it sends the notifications to the other routers through multicasting. Now, configuring routing, once we install the routing or remote access service on the MP, the network policy and access server, what will happen is you do a right click and then you select what type of routing or what type of services that you want to set up. So what we're doing is routing or remote access server setup wizard. And we have the ability of doing a remote access dial-up or VPN. We can do network address translation. We can also do a virtual private network and NAT, and we can also secure the connection between two private networks, which is going to be IPsec. And then we can also do a custom configuration, which that's what we're going to do. We're going to go in and we're going to create a basic route using LAN routing. When you go to custom configuration, again, you get the VPN access, you can do dial-up access, you can do demand dial connections used for branch office routing, and NAT. And then we have LAN routing, and that's really what we're concerned about, is we're just going to do a static route between two different points. So all we're doing is like going to MapQuest and saying, okay, here's my starting, here's my my destination. So what we're doing is we're configuring it to say, hey, this is where the packet starts, this is where the packet destination is it's going to go. So what we do is we go in to IP version 4 in general, we're going to do a new interface and a new routing protocol, and it's going to be RIP version 2 for the internet protocol. And so what we're doing is we're implementing RIP version 2 on our static route. So what will happen is this will now send information to the other router saying, hey, this is a route that we do have. DHCP relay agent. And what the relay agent does is, say we have a DHCP server that's across the WAN, that's across router, so it's on a different connected network altogether. So you know about routers. Routers do not pass broadcasts. So what we have to do is use a DHCP relay agent, and the relay agent will intercept that information, which is going to be a broadcast, and be able to make it so that I'll pass across the router to the other side so individuals can get their IP addresses. So the RIP properties, what we have is you can log the information, log errors only, we can log errors and warnings, log the minimum amount of information, and we can disable event logging. This will allow us to be able to do troubleshooting, so you should make sure that you implement this. The security, we're going to accept announcements for all routers, or accept announcements from internal routers, I mean limited routers only, or ignore announcements from a listed routers. So we can put in, hey, maybe we have some routers out there that we don't want to receive any information because what we're doing is protecting this network. So what we can do is deny those routers from getting any information from RIP. So what is a route? Well, route, again, this is like saying, okay, we're going from Scottsdale, Arizona to Palm Coast, Florida. Well, how many different stops are we going to have to make along that trip? And that's what a route is. It's just taking from one point to the next and deciding or designing what is going to happen with that packet. So a route with a net mask of 0000, this shows the default gateway. Persistent routes display any static routes to remote networks that have been added. And these are going to be the ones that are going to be permanent. That's what they're persistent. They do not change. They go from point A to point B, that's it. Routes with a net mask of 255, 255, 255, 255 are your persistent routes. Identify an interface can be ignored. Network destination of 127.0.0.0 or 0.0.1 shows a loopback interface. You can ignore this also. The network destination of 224.0.0.0 is a multicast address. Multicasting is rarely used when we're dealing with routing. Route-P, you add the 10.2.2.0 mask, saying that it's a 255.255.255.0 24-bit subnet mask, and we're getting to 192.168.1.2. Adds a static route to the network, and the P makes it the route so it's persistent. So it's going to be stored, and each time that the machine starts up, it's going to read those persistent routes. They're going to be there forever. So configuring static routes with routing or remote access, we actually went through and showed you we implemented LAN routing. So once we've implemented LAN routing, that's when we can actually create a static route. So a new static route, routing and remote access, and we're going to go into IP version 4. You do a right click on a static route and choose a new static route. You select a network interface that we'll use to forward the traffic, and that's pretty much it. So the IP version 4 static route, we're doing a local area connection. What we'll do is we'll say, okay, through this local area connection, we have a destination of where we want to get. So we're going to put in the network ID, then the network mask, and what is it going to be the default gateway to get us there? And then we'll have a metric that's set aside. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can put them in the GoGo box below. You can also find more of my broadcasts. Just search for GoGo website. If you have an idea for a show, then let us know by putting the information in the GoGo box. It has been a pleasure speaking to you about technology. Thank you for letting me into your world. Have a great day, and bye-bye for now.